Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Let's confess this together as we get into Isaiah chapter 30. I have some important things to do with the Lord, and I will not make my decisions based on shadows. I will not be laughed at and mocked by the devil. I have some important things to do with the Lord. I will not make my decisions based on shadows. I will not be laughed at and mocked by the devil. And this is all coming from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 1 through 3 is where we're going to begin. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord. Wise plans, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Sometimes when we hear the word rebellion and we hear the word sin, we just think of the things that we can see. Oh, that person's caught up in this, and that person's caught up in that. And we think that that's the rebellion and that's the sin. Well, the rebellion and the sin is within us when we're not walking according to the path that God has for us. So our fear can put us in rebellion where we don't see, I just don't see how it's going to work. So we go back to what we know. Because the Bible says if it's not done in faith, that it's sin. So a lot of times we're pointing our finger, oh, that person's a sinner, I see what they're doing. Oh, that person's a sinner, they're so rebellious. But you don't really know what God has already spoken to someone, where they're supposed to be, their life position, how they're supposed to be utilizing the purpose and the gifting and the network that he has already put in them. Sometimes we point our finger so fast, but really we need to turn within ourselves and ask the question that David did unto the Lord, Lord, who am I? When he was asked, when David was given an assignment, in order for him to grasp it, he went before the presence of the Lord and he said, Lord, who am I? He didn't say, how am I going to do it? His first question was, who am I? This word, woe, it's in the Bible a few times. Woe sounds so holy and religious, like we need to wear a robe when we say it, woe. But it's the same woe that you would say if you were in the passenger seat of a car, and you saw that the car was continuing to accelerate, and there's a semi-truck in front of you, you would say to the driver, whoa, because you have an opportunity to re-maneuver this car, and I don't. So I have to bring it to your attention. Whoa, we are in danger. There's some people that are supposed to be driving a generation, and there's some people who are supposed to be in the passenger seat and in the back seat. And if you're not driving in accordance to the plan and purpose God has assigned unto you, he has ordained you for, you're putting everybody else at risk. So they're crying out, whoa, because they see within you, you have the ability to re-maneuver. So that generation doesn't perish for the next generation. We're doing it for the next generation that we can see. And according to the Bible, there's a generation we're supposed to be doing it for that we don't see yet. That's how deep it runs. That's how important your assignment is. So I'm just here to stir up the gift this morning that God has already put within you. Who walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked my advice to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow. That's where we got that word from. Shadow. We're making decisions based on shadows. But a shadow is not genuine. The shadow's dark, right? Because it's an absence of light in that place. So we're making our decision based on shadows. We're making our decisions based on darkness because we have not sought the Lord for the light and the direction in that manner. So he says, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore, the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame. And trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation. Make it make sense. What does that mean? Why do we trust in the very things we don't want? Why do we trust in fear when we don't want fear? Why are they trusting in Egypt when they don't want Egypt? Why are they trusting in Pharaoh when they don't want Pharaoh? Why are we trusting in a job that we don't want? We were supposed to go change it. Why are we trusting in men and women and keeping them in our life? Because they give me a little money each month and I need that for my bills. We are attaching our lives to people because of shadows. We don't see another way. Well, if he ain't here paying his half of the rent, if she ain't here, I just don't see. I'm making a decision based on a shadow. And we're attaching ourselves to things and to systems that brings forth humiliation. I'm just keeping you just a little bit to the left. I'm keeping you just a little bit to the right. And you miserable, gotcha. And now there's all these people. You have all these people who are waiting. The Bible says all creation is groaning, waiting on an arising of the sons of God. There's a solution within you that somebody's waiting for. It's not just for the person with the microphone, because we get it twisted so much. The reason I got the microphone is to stir up the gift that God has already put within you so you can do what you're called to do. We trust in sickness. We don't want it, but we trust in it. We're on MD. Oh, yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah, that's me. Instead of going to God, what do I need to do to correct? God, you are the maker of this body. What do I need to do to bring a correction? But we're saying, that's me. Or what the doctor said, that's me. There's another way. Let's go down to verse 10. We're going to be all in Isaiah chapter 30. Let's go down to verse 10. Who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. There's some people, they don't want to be corrected. They're in love with the struggle. Let me just do this for a little bit longer. Let me just stay with this person for another year and see where it goes. Let me just sit on this job another 10 years and see what happens. Let me just go out one more time. Let me go get my one last. They say to the seers, don't see. They say to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us what? Smooth things, prophesy deceit. And there's a lot of teachers in this day who are doing that. Messages that are smooth, prophesying deceit. Well, if you come to church, you're going to get a house. If you give $1,000, you're going to get a car. Oh, I see you. Smooth words, prophesying deceit. Get out of the way. Turn aside from the path. Because the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression, trust in perversity, and rely on them. It may be the Old Testament, but we need to bring it to 2026. How many times do we rely on oppression? How many times do we limit ourselves? Oh, because if I go over this amount of income, I'm not going to be able to get this same amount of food stamps. If I go over this amount of income, my rent's going to go up. How many times do we limit ourselves to oppression and perverse acts? We rely on them. The only way I can make money is if I do this. The only way I can make money if I do. We rely on perverse ways of doing things. Therefore, verse 13, this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, a bulge in a high wall.
whose breaking comes suddenly and in an instant. Well, it really wasn't suddenly. It really wasn't an instant. That bulge and that weight has been accumulating until it falls. Verse 20, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. Now we say, well, wait, the Lord gives us adversity? The Lord gives us the water of affliction? Well, that's not good news. Yes, it is, because it's corrective. It's the go-ad to get us moving in the right direction when we're going off course. If you're 100% good off the course, you ain't never going on the course. So often, we'll bring our mind and our body, we'll discipline it to do something ungodly, but we won't discipline it to do things that are godly. People will bring their mind and their body into alignment with drugs, with alcohol. First time I drink, body say no, I say yes. So we bringing it to alignment. First time we smoke, body say no, we say yes. And we bring it into alignment. Okay, that's that side of it. What about elite athletes that are surpassing regular physical boundaries? They had to bring their mind and their body into subjection. I know people that run marathons, people that are training for marathons. I'm not going to train for a marathon. I have no desire. Why do I got to run 29 miles? I got a car. There are people who discipline their mind and their body to be able to do it. So how come when the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind to prove, it's for a reason, to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, we act like we can't do it. But you can. He says, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. A leader in your industry, a leader in your arena of life, a leader in your gifting and your talents. So what is the Lord saying in Isaiah? He's saying, my people are coming out of hiding. My people are going to come out of comfort. My people are going to come out of convenience and get in the front again. To get in the front again. To utilize their gifts again, to use their faith again. We use our faith and we get to a certain level in life and then we just, oh, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, go. Oh, thank God, that part of my life's done. But there's a more better. There's a latter glory. So we continually need to be using our faith and repositioning ourselves for what God has for us in that time and that season. So he said, my teachers will not be moved in the corner anymore.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.